You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm now joined by Orla Galvin, who's the Director of Research and Policy at Retina International, and she's here today to talk about a survey and some research they are conducting. First off, Orla, can you give us a little bit of history to Retina International and the work that you guys do?
Yes, so Retina International is a global umbrella organisation for patient-led charities and foundations who support research into rare, genetically inherited, and importantly today, age-related and diabetes-related retinal disease. So Retina International was founded in the late 70s by patients themselves who are interested in research and communicating the advances in research to others living with, at that time, it was retinitis pigmentosa was the original concern. But this has grown and expanded beyond rare retinal diseases to the more common types such as AMD and DME.
And you mentioned there in your opening about the diabetes related stuff coming in. Is that something that you as an organization have seen more of in recent years?
Yes, because there is an increase in the number of those living with diabetes. But what is critical to preserving any remaining sight and sight a person may have, it's really key to get a timely diagnosis and treatment and follow-up appointments, and this includes your routine checkups.
And this leads us perfectly onto the research and the survey that you're looking for people to take part in.
Yes, so Retina International is conducting a survey for people living with wet or neovascular, depending on what name you like to give it, wet AMD and diabetes-related macular edema. And not only the patients themselves, but their carers or support people. And this is often a family member or a friend. And the survey will assess their perception of the treatment and care pathways at a time prior to COVID-19 and also during the COVID-19 restrictions. I'd also really like to give a big shout out to those living in any rural areas, because we're really conscious of the urban and rural divide. We know there's often a greater burden to those living in rural areas with needing to travel for longer distances. And again, this will be impacted more severely during the COVID-19 restrictions.
And if anybody's listening is thinking I could take part in that, how do they do so?
So you can log on to the retinaaction.org website, and it's the first link that you will find. So that's retinaaction.org. retinaaction.org website, and you can follow the link there. And if you have any questions, you know, our aim is to promote optimal policies and procedures to ensure that patients and their support caregivers don't experience any unnecessary delays in access to treatment or care pathways or any unnecessary anxiety. We're happy to hear from you.
And if people want to get involved, how long will the survey be on for?
So the survey is open until the end of the month, the end of July, so the 31st of July. And if there are any latecomers and they do want to participate, we won't exclude anybody. So if you're a few days over, that's okay.
Orla Galvin, Director of Research and Policy at Retina International, thank you very much for speaking to us at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Basil.